Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. We will review the conversation around identifying technology needs for today's educator in this podcast and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. We welcome Dr. Lee Zeitz to the chat this evening as a guest moderator. Dr. Zeitz is an instructional technology professor at the University of Northern Iowa. This is Dan Butler, and I'm going to be joined by Andrea Townsley, Nick Duffy, and Lee Zeitz as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We're going to point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find the Twitter chat archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. As I mentioned, our topic tonight was identifying technology needs for today's educator. As we had a conversation about what tech skills matter most and what we should be teaching our students from a technology aspect at the college level to prepare them for success in today's classroom. We hope you will find some useful information from tonight's podcast to apply in your setting, as a few of the big takeaways are highlighted in the next couple of minutes of this podcast. It is now time for me to pass things over to our guest moderator of the evening, Dr. Lee Zeitz, for a few of his comments.
That was a terrific chat. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be a guest host tonight. I really enjoyed the opportunity. Looks like we had a really good turnout. I think they were talking about lots of ideas as far as what technology capabilities students need to have. They said that a lot of the students who come to schools have the technology, but they need to have the pedagogy as well. The most important thing seemed to be mindset. The mindset that they want to go out and they want to use new things, they want to try new things, and they need to have a mindset of, the administration needs to have a mindset to support this sort of thing. I'm looking forward to following up on this and seeing how we can help use this information to better the program that we have at the University of Northern Iowa to better fit the needs of our schools in Iowa. Thanks again for the opportunity. This was wonderful.
Thanks, Dan. I'm going to go ahead and hop to the end. We asked for question number 7, how would you advise teacher ed programs to better prepare our new teachers for success in your schools? And Allison Crable shared, be in constant communication with how tech is being used in the school districts around. See how they are using it and what they would like their staff to know. Allison, I completely agree. What a better way to know what should be taught in teacher prep classes than to actually visit today's classrooms. Classrooms are changing. I mean, I think about flexible seating, tech integration, student choice, student voice. Our prep programs really need to ensure that they are also keeping up. I'm going to pass it along to Nick for his thoughts on tonight's chat.
Thanks, Andrea. For question 3, it was asked, what future technology-enhanced projects do you have planned? Ms. Severson at Jaden Severson said, as a UNI student, I am currently doing my level 1 field experiences and will be teaching my first mini lesson this week in a 4th grade classroom. I'm going to be using QR codes so students can listen to an audiobook related to the lesson. Very cool. Allison Crebill said, I use Google Forms to do quick assessments. I have students use Clips to create a video with their reading group projects. I use video of our class to reflect on my teaching, and students reflect on their learning. And Chris Legleiter at C. Legleiter said, we are working with our teachers on a podcast, a blog with another middle school out of state, and putting a one-to-one learner device implementation into action. All awesome ideas that we heard there. So thank you, 3, among all the rest who shared their ideas. These students and colleagues are lucky to be in the midst of these lessons, experiences, and tech tools. A common theme emerged of growth mindset and the willingness to keep learning so that we can stay on top of the latest tools that we can use to engage learners. Important ideas shared with us on question 3. Now to Dan to wrap up our thoughts.
Thank you very much, Nick, Lee, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 5 had us talking about digital portfolios, as we asked our followers to respond to this question. Are digital portfolios important to you when you are reviewing applications for employment? Jim Wichman kicked things off with this tweet. This is clearly an aspect that makes candidates stand out. However, the contents of such portfolios is the difference maker. This is where universities need to collaborate with practitioners, aka principals. Jay Posick had a bit of a different take on this, as he tweeted, "Digital portfolios are only one aspect of an applicant's overall fit with our students. If possible, I'd rather have a candidate teach a lesson to our students." And here's my take on this. Digital portfolios are a great way to showcase work that you've done and could potentially tip the scales in a candidate's favor if all other factors are equal. Video evidence of effective teaching is especially good, in my opinion. Many possibilities there to showcase what you've done to demonstrate effective teaching and learning in a digital portfolio. There's many factors that go into the decisions during the hiring process, but I will say a very well-compiled digital portfolio could certainly help your chances. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. A very special thank you to Dr. Lee Zeitz for co-moderating the chat this evening and providing his insight. Please check out tinyurl.com/IAEdChat to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. Our website is loaded with resources for your convenience. And do not hesitate to contact us about topics that you would like to discuss on Iowa Ed Chat in the future. You can subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Market. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Let us know what you think of our shows. We're going to be back next week with a very special Iowa Ed Chat Live with instructional coaches Greg Detmeyer and Jenny Hildebrand. It is sure to be a great conversation. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.